Good evening. This is Circe Westner, and I'm here to read you another Brat Time story. This is an essay I wrote a while ago, and it's about someone who is very near and dear to my heart. Ellie Menzel. I am not a New Mexican by birth, but having followed my soldier husband to Albuquerque, I am a New Mexican in my heart. I left the old world as a bride and have settled in the new world. Because of my past, I have become my future, and I owe that very much to a woman who belonged to that so-called greatest generation. Her name was Elizabeth Menzel, and she had a profound impact on me as a child. She was my governess, our family housekeeper, but these are words that do not do her justice. She was my friend, my ersatz grandmother, my second mother, and a really close confidant. I can only aspire to be as good and as content as she was. She was the type of person who was satisfied and happy. She rarely complained. She had a great sense of humor and was a friend to all who interacted with her. While she often made do, she was resourceful and was a shrewd bargainer. She was the kind of person who knew what to ask for and how to get almost anything done at any time at a fair price. If you needed something found or done or fixed, Frau Elizabeth Menzel was your woman. As a child, I felt really safe with her. She could tend to wounds or wash dirty faces with just a little bit of spit on a handkerchief. She'd cluck and fuss and reassure me that all was going to be okay, and she could heal almost anything with a good schnitzel or goulash or chicken soup or bread and butter. She'd sneak me chocolate or other candy when my mom wasn't looking. She laughed a lot, hugged often, and kissed me loudly, often to my embarrassment. She scolded the TV whenever her soccer team was losing, and she often had to have a bracing schnapps to endure the actual loss. She seemed to love her life and was appreciative of all things my parents provided her, like American goods from the commissary or PX. My parents took me everywhere when they went on vacations, and wherever I went, Frau Menzel went too. We were quite a team. She really did seem to enjoy me. Of course, I was just a small child and may not have fully realized what she really felt, but she was part of my life fully for 16 years and then remotely for another 15. She loved me unconditionally. Over the years, I've asked myself, why was Elizabeth Menzel content with being our housekeeper, my governess, and later my friend? Why didn't she complain or find other work? Not working with the American families, but something else. It probably boils down to her experiences during World War II. Frau Menzel had a very interesting story, which she told me in a diluted form as I was growing up. She was from Silesia, which is now Poland, but back when she was young, it was German. Her brothers had died in World War I, and she was living near her parents, or possibly with her parents, near the end of World War II. She was young and married with three small children, ages 3, 2, and 1. Her husband was in the Luftwaffe, and he had promised her that if she were ever in danger, he would fly there in his airplane and rescue her. Of course, that didn't happen. When the Russians invaded her town of Sagan, the German residents for the most part fled. Her father swore that no Russian was going to take over his house, and he refused to leave. So she, her 80-year-old mother, and three small children set out on foot, fleeing the Russians and heading into the interior of Germany. They never saw her father again. Now that I'm an adult, I'd want to know more of the details, but all I have memorized are the stories she told me when I was quite young. I recall she said very few people would give them food along the road, and she had to feed her children bread moistened with spit and whatever else they could scrounge. Ellie, as she was called, managed to get her mother and three children from Sagan to Frankfurt, hundreds and hundreds of kilometers away. Once in Frankfurt, she got a job with the Americans as a waitress in the enlisted men's club. She and her husband eventually reunited, but their marriage didn't last, and she again became breadwinner for her mother and children. In addition to waitressing, she cleaned houses part-time for American families on post. Soon, she was referred as a nanny to an officer's family, and when they PCS, she was referred to another family, and so on, and so on. When I met her, she had moved to Karlsruhe, and her children were grown-ups with children of their own. I was about 4 years old. I grew up playing with her grandchildren, attending weddings and parties with her relatives in Hagenbach and Durlach, and visiting with her elderly friends in their tiny coal-heated walk-up apartments. When I got married, Frau Menzel was there, and when Eric, my oldest son, was born in the States, she could hardly wait for us to get transferred to Germany so she could meet him. She visited us in our quarters in Bad Hersfeld and offered me parenting advice when my wits were frazzled. She rummaged through my closet, declaring that one can always know the true person by the condition of his or her closet. She taught me there are left socks and right socks, and my socks were balled up wrong. She showed me how to make all of her recipes I had loved growing up. She was also there when Ian, our youngest, was born and came up on the train to visit, even though by that time she was living in an assisted living in Karlsruhe. When we moved to the States, we kept touch by letter. I could barely read her old German handwriting, but I treasured every word. We were in Puerto Rico when she died at age 77. Her daughter wrote us a letter and sent the obituary. I was stunned. Frau Menzel was supposed to be there forever. The loss was immense. Years later, I realize she is still here. She is reflected in my character, in the memories of me and the many other American children she helped rear. She is there when I make German food, when we unknowingly slip a German word into our conversations, or when we look through old photos. She is with us always, and I want to thank the folks at the Enlisted Men's Club in Frankfurt, Germany, for taking the chance in hiring the young refugee, and because of that, introducing her to me. I'd like to think there is some old soldier out there somewhere who remembers young Ellie, my Frau Menzel, with fondness, just as I do. As military families, as brats, we often run across adults in the host nation where we, live that really impact us. It could be someone who works on the base or the post or for our family or a teacher. Tonight, think about the people who really impacted your childhood in a positive way. And maybe as you are getting back to sleep, think about all the things that they did that have made you who you are, and count your blessings that they came into your life, just as I count the blessings about Frau Menzel. Good night, and we'll talk soon.